Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the Carson Anderson Show here today. Gatoring Kang with you, taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. Talking Lions and Tigers today, as you would expect, getting into the training camp for the Detroit Lions. Very much looking forward to training camp this year. I think there are more questions this year heading into training camp than we've seen in years past. Questions about the coordinators. Questions about the offensive line. You know, Frank Ragnow is retired, and I think kind of unexpectedly in a lot of ways. And how do they fill that void? You've got players coming back from serious injuries, whether it's Aiden Hutchinson or at some point Lee McNeil and others will have to come back to this team. They're not ready to go now, but months from now they will be, hopefully. And, you know, Lee McNeil is one of those guys that – when he's healthy, he's a real difference maker. That's why they gave him a big contract. In the meantime, they did draft a defensive tackle in Talik Williams from Ohio State. And what kind of a role is he going to play on this team from day one? I mentioned before the break, I really like the cornerback room. I think they've got a number of quality corners on this team. Interesting that none of them are in the top 10, according to these latest top 10 rankings. ESPN has done this survey with football execs and players and coaches, and that none of them were in the that top 10 range, which is good. I think it's good because it gives those guys a chip on the shoulder and want to go out there and prove it. I do think DJ Reed is a pretty good corner, and I really like Terrion Arnold. I'm really excited to see how he matures from one year to the next, because it looked like during the season he definitely got better from one year to the next. But I do think they've got some extraordinary depth there, and it should help them out without question. I'm not sure if they have that same depth at safety, but they have two of the best safeties in the league. I just hope they can keep them healthy. If those guys are going to stay healthy and play 16 or 17 games this year and be healthy going into the playoffs, I feel great about the secondary. And that'll help combat a lot of the fears that the Lions would have, Lions fans would have anyway, when you look at that schedule and you see the quarterbacks that they have to play. As somebody adeptly pointed out, you look at the quarterbacks they're playing on the road, it's a who's who. Who plays quarterback in this league? I mean, the best of the best. It's amazing. You got Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and other Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts. These are guys you got to play on the road. It's not going to be an easy season for the Lions. I don't think it means that it's time to say, oh, crap, we got no chance to make the playoffs now. Some people are doom and gloom about this team. I'm not. It's just won 15 games. And they've lost Frank Ragnow. But look what they're getting back. They're getting back Aiden Hutchinson. That's big. I think they'll add more. I still think they're going to add Za'Darius Smith to this team. That hasn't played out yet, but I'm expecting it to happen. I'm not hopeful. I'm expecting it to happen. And if it doesn't, then I'm going to be disappointed. And we'll see. And you know, meanwhile, there are plenty of ways to improve this team if they still feel the need to. If they wanted to go down some other roads that could be dark paths down years to come. But in the meantime, right here and right now would make this team a lot better. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text. Got a lot of Lions text out here. Sadly, the wind total estimate of 10.5 is accurate due to a perfect storm. One, nasty schedule. Two, dual coordinator loss. 3, did not address defensive line edge rusher and the loss of starting center in Frank Ragnow. Some Tom and Royal Oak. I think that I'm not disputing the 10.5 win total on the season. I think it's going to be really tough to decide if I want to go over or under that total. Do you say it's going to be 10 or 11 games? Because I think it's a perfect total. But if you win 10 or 11, you are in the playoffs. You're a playoff team. Is it enough to win the division? We'll see how good the Bears are in year two with Caleb Williams, if they've improved enough to compete for a playoff spot. I still think the Lions are way better than the Bears, but the Bears have a lot of talent around them. How quickly will Caleb Williams pick up the offense that Ben Johnson's going to throw at him? The Packers, Jordan Love took a little bit of a hit last year, and the Packers have lost some players. Are they going to be as potent as they have been? I'm not sure. And the Vikings are kind of a wild card because we don't know what to expect from their quarterback. J.J. McCarthy, we saw him at Michigan, but he didn't have the weapons at Michigan that he's got with the Vikings. My goodness. You talk about going from nothing to something. He had nobody to throw to at Michigan other than the tight end. And what he's got in Minnesota is a quarterback's dream to throw to Jefferson and Addison and Naylor and Hockenson and the like. I mean, that's a really, really good offensive unit. But I don't know if J.J. McCarthy is that guy in the NFL. I didn't see a ton of it from his throwing prowess at Michigan. He can make plays with his feet. I think he can be a decent quarterback, but I wouldn't have taken him in the first round. Doesn't mean he can't play in this league. It's just that's just where I have him. We'll wait to see what he looks like when he's actually hitting the field. He hasn't played a down of football yet in the National Football League. So I'm not counting on the Vikings being this giant threat just yet either. I think even if the Lions take a step back, a little bit of a step back because of their non-conference schedule or their non-divisional schedule, I don't know if I see that major threat in the division just yet. There's potential, but I don't know if I see that threat just yet. Kang, how do you look at the division? Are you cautious about this division, or are you just, where do you stand with the rest of the teams in the North?
I feel pretty confident, but it's not ultra confidence, as you should feel coming off a 15-win season, because the other teams, Chicago has gotten better. I mean, the ultimate key to Chicago is how fast can Caleb Williams pick up Ben Johnson's offense. If he picks it up fast, they're going to be a threat. And even when they're not that good, they're always – it is something within the division that they're not – they're kind of a tough out, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even with – what was the coach? Eberflus they had last year? They should have won that game or at least attempted a field goal, right? And that whole debauchery at the end of the clock and everything like that. But it was a close game was my point. And they
I like
weren't
debauchery.
Even, yes.
That's a great Carson Anderson word, the debauchery. Debacle and debauchery.
Yes.
Debauchery.
I like it.
I love it. Hey, I'm going to write that one down.
Thank
so
you.
Doug has that when we come back.
Yeah, what was it, Rudge Escher?
Rudge Escher.
We come
up
with the stuff here on this show, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Debauchery.
Yes. So, but yeah, I mean, schmockery, all that stuff, right? So, but if Caleb Williams picks up the offense at some point or if it's early, they're going to be somewhat of a threat, at least a tough out like they always are. Jordan Love, he has the resume. I mean, they've made the playoffs twice in a row. They beat he has a playoff win. So I think the Packers are always a threat. And the Vikings, you're absolutely right about them. I have no idea how to view the Vikings. Like, J.J. McCarthy is basically a rookie coming in, but Kevin O'Connell is a great quarterback whisperer. He finds a way to get his quarterbacks to play the way he wants them to play or up to speed at some point, and they got a good defense. So, in the end, I'm still confident the Lions take the division, but there's a lot of X factors. It's the NFL, man. I mean, they want this. They love parity. They want every fan base to think they have a shot. Every single year, there's some team that was last in the division, ends up winning the division the next year. You hope it's not the North. Injuries are always the ultimate X factor, but if everyone stays relatively healthy, and I'm talking not just the Lions, but everyone in the division, I still see the Lions coming.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Out on top.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The texts are still coming in. My biggest concern for the Lions is the offensive line. I think they're going to be good. They'll improve as the season goes along. But if the O-line starts taking on injuries, that will become a real issue. Yeah, I think depth is a concern, and that's why I want to see how these guys have developed. Guys like Giovanni Manu, for sure. I want to see how he has developed. The Lions gave up a lot to get Manu in the first place, moving up in the draft to take a guy like him. But it's, you know, it's other players they have as well. You've got, once you get past that, it's tough to see, you know, an offensive lineman that you're encouraged by at this point as a backup. I mean, we've seen guys like Skipper before, right? He's back again. Colby Sorsdahl will be here, and okay, we've seen that. But are they, you know, trending in a direction where you can start these guys? You'd have no problem if they started. Again, that's why I want to see them. I'm excited to see what the backup linemen look like, to see their growth, because it seems like Hank Fraley has a knack for getting that development. The 9 and 8 texter is just trying to bait people. Run Glasgow at center, Ratledge and Mahogany at guards, and by the end of the season, our defense will be a top our defense will be a top three team, and offense a top three team, a 12-5 record and Super Bowl victory. Well, that's a little rosy for me. I don't know if I can buy into that with a top three offense and top three defense. If you have a top three offense and top three defense, I'm going to guess that your record is better than 12-5. And I just don't see that right now. Those are lofty goals to have. But if they're top three offense and defense, I'll feel very chesty about their chances to win a Super Bowl. Speaking of the word super, no, not Super Bowl, Superman. Yes, I want to talk about the Superman movie. I haven't seen it. We don't do spoilers on this show. But it's just a question in general about what's going on in Hollywood and what they're doing. And another Superman movie. Interesting. We'll talk about it next year. 97.1, The Ticket.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.